I heard, question for if you couldn't hear it is, in a spontaneous moment, what is the appropriateness of using a spontaneous song if it's secular? And how does that work? I heard Jeremy Riddle a few months back, and I almost died of excitement and sheer joy when he spontaneously busted out, "I have run, I have only to be with you." You too. I was like, "Oh, the Lord has come." It was perfect. It was epic. The room exploded. "Only to be with you." Oh, I could feel the moment right now. It was amazing. There are some great songs out there. I've used a lot of them in worship. Do they line up to his heart? Do they line up to biblical standards? You know, David Gray, we contacted David Gray to ask him if we could put that on there. That was a completely spontaneous part. Like, it was completely spontaneous. It just went, as I'm singing it, I'm hearing that song in my head. Like, "Go your heart, go your head." As I'm singing it, I'm like, "Well, what the heck? That works." So, but we contacted David Gray about putting the song on the album. No response. His team, back and forth, email. And so we have the proof that we had contacted him with no response. And so we just put it on the album. And then it got to David Gray that it was on the album. Yes. How do you like me now, Gray? So, basically his team was like, "You can't use it after all." We were like, "Even if we pay you a lot of money?" They're like, "No." So if you have a copy with that song on it, then give yourself a high five, because it will no longer be in print anymore. Unfortunately, we had to cut that part out of the song. Bummer. We're like, "Really? Even if we pay you money?" So, unknown secrets. Now you know a secret. So there's probably some legalities there as far as recording it. We're in the clear completely. Their team was like, "You're in the clear. We didn't respond to you. You have proof of that." Basically, their team was like, "You did the right thing." They're not saved, but their team was like, "You know, you're in the clear because we didn't respond back to you in a fashionable time. But we need you to remove it from the recordings from here on out." They didn't make us recall them or anything like that, which they could have. So, anyway, back to your question. I think it's awesome. I think I've seen it done really, really, really horribly, though. "And I will always love..." Really? Wow. I hope that was Jesus, because I didn't feel like it was, but okay. So I've heard it done, you know. Oh, that's cheesy. You have all heard a cheesy love song done in worship where you're like, "Oh, dear. You are so beautiful." He said, "Oh, man." Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, they're out there, you know, and you could probably have one person do the song and it'd be amazing. Another person try to do the same song and it'd be like, "Oh, just stop now." You know, if you feel like it's a Lord, go for it. If you feel like it's a Lord, but make sure that your content of your lyrics.